with the third pick. I made the earth sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Third Pick Podcast, episode 26, man. We are back. Late edition this week, trade deadline edition, man. As usual, is your boys, Scott Mariano, man. You know you can follow me on Twitter, at Barbchair Scott. Mariano, let them know they can follow you at.
Look, man, hey, at Mariano on Twitter. I'm not even going to give y'all niggas the whole back, you know, story on that. Man. I don't even deserve that shit, man, how y'all niggas acting, man. You know what I mean? But at Mariano on Twitter, two N's, two O's. At Mariano Bibbins on Instagram. Shout out to Bulls Nation, man. You know what I mean? We back.
Shout out to Bulls Nation. Everybody out there. It's been a real active week in Bulls Twitter this week, man. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much, you know, we've been all speculating for like weeks on this podcast what's going to happen. So as we're recording this 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. on the East Coast. So we just got done, you know, the draft deadline was a couple hours ago. We just got done watching a top five inside the NBA segment ever. LeBron's Midwest roots came out. We like, you know, we both Midwest niggas. We like instigating.
Yep.
And this Midwest niggas, we the kings of instigation.
We was kings, nigga.
So, you know, we sitting there, man, and I've just been, you know, watching everything from afar from Bulls Twitter today. After no moves, Bulls did not trade for anybody, which I kind of got the idea that that was direction they'll go last night when I read Casey's article. Casey Johnson, who works with NBC Sports in Chicago. Yeah, Casey, he's like, he's the Bulls Woj. Anything Bulls goes through him.
That's
you
a
know
fact.
What I'm saying? So before I get my thoughts, what's your initial thoughts? You know, we kind of had a little conversation about this. What's your initial thoughts on everything that went on today? Are you a little disappointed? What's your feeling?
I've been waiting on this. I will say that my favorite move of the day is the Bucks getting Ibaka. You know, even though we are competing in this conference and things like that, like, we're not a championship team just yet, so I can't hate them niggas.
We've been saying that all year.
Yeah, absolutely. We are on record saying this. Like, we can just pop up and change our minds. We know what we're dealing with. I do think that's a move that is going to, like, really hit home in the playoffs. Like, second round, it's going to be some shit that he do where niggas be like, that's why they bought him there. Let's talk about the Bulls, though. More importantly, let's talk about Bulls fans. You cannot tell me that you trust, you know, you trust AK and Evs, and then turn around and, like, you know, pout and complain about them not making moves. Now, I'll tell you guys this. Back in the guard packs era, when we used to stand pat, we used to get mad because there were moves out there that needed to be made because the roster was not what we expected it to be. It wasn't complete. It wasn't near, you know, even just competing. It wasn't worth national TV games. That's not the case in this scenario. This is a team that at full strength, which we haven't seen them at full strength much this season.
We've had our start lineup for five total games.
For five, right, exactly. So as much as people want to draw attention to the Nets and their big three only playing together for 16 games, we had less than that with this team. You know, with like, you know, less, obviously it's not, you know, it's not Harden, Kyrie, and KD. But this is a hell of a team, talent-wise. We haven't had a chance to see what these guys can actually be. Pat Will got hurt. Caruso's hurt again because of bitch-ass Grayson Allen. We're going to talk about that.
Who was ducking me last Sunday? I didn't see him in the warm-up.
Yeah, nah. He knew what was up.
He knew I was in the building.
Yeah, he knew the deal. But we haven't seen what this team can, like, really be at full strength. And I think it was smart of AK and Evs to not mess up this chemistry. Because when this team is full strength, all we need to do is add. Like, I really wrecked my brain about who we could move and who I would be comfortable moving. And I know they did, too. I'm just a fan. These are, like, business basketball people. So, you know, us standing pat now with this new regime is way different than before. Now we're standing pat because we know what we have. We used to stand pat because it was like they didn't know what the fuck they was doing. So I just want you guys to relax. Please chill. I know that it's like FOMO was taking over and – you want to be in the mix and you want everybody to talk about your team's decision making and, oh, we got this guy, we got that guy. But be careful. Be careful what you ask for, because you could have got a deal done today that would have came back to haunt us in the playoffs or next year or 2 years from now. I'm cool with it because I trust this front office, and I tweeted it out. If we don't make a deal, it's because there's no deal that moved the needle enough that could have got done. So I'm going to just trust him. And we talked about this before in the last episode. The buyout market is what we're focusing on. Now, if we strike out in the buyout market, then I'm going to be scratching my head. Like, wait a minute. We could add somebody. But trading? Come on.
Well, yeah. KC said, KC Johnson did the Bulls Talk live podcast. They did like a streaming podcast like maybe like an hour and a half ago. And the first thing KC said was he wasn't shocked, you know what I'm saying, that there wasn't any movement with the trades. And then he said that the Bulls, this is his quote, the Bulls are not done. He said that he will be – that the plan is they're probably going to waive Alphonso McKinney. And he said that they will be active in the buyout market. AK had a press conference too. And AK had a press conference. You know, one thing I love about AK, Chicago media stuff, you know, they was in there trying to get answers out on AK. Like, look, nigga, like, y'all going to trust me? Y'all going to trust your boy or not going to trust your boy?
Yeah, y'all fucking with me or not?
Yeah. He said when he was like, when all the dust clears, we're going to see what's left and we're going to be active in the buyout market. So I think the biggest question, and we'll get to buyout market like topics, talk later on the show. We'll talk about like guys who might be available. My overall thought was, I mean, I understand why Bulls fans would be disappointed, but this goes back to expectations, which is a word I like to always say. You know, something we've been saying on this show since day one. You can go back to the beginning of the season. This is not a, oh shit, the East is loaded, we changed our opinions on this season. No, we've been saying this shit when we were in the middle of that 9-game win streak. Remember the middle of that 9-game win streak? We was like, look, we still don't think this team is a championship contender. That's fine. This team hasn't been to the playoffs in, what, 5 years? 2017 was the last time they made the playoffs. So it's been a while. Baby steps. The fact that they're in this hunt right now, it says a lot. Now, that don't mean that I'm not expecting them to do well in the playoffs or, you know, things of that nature. But it's like you have to trust the process. We've been waiting for years for an actual good front office, and we finally got it. So you have to trust these motherfuckers. And to be like, and also look at the asking price of some of these role-playing ass niggas. I mean, Orlando wanted a fucking first rounder for Robin Lopez.
Nigga, for Rolo.
Like, come on, dog. And we said Rolo's been on the team. We know what Rolo can bring to the team. He's not first round. They want a first rounder for Terrence Ross. I mean, there was guys out here who like just mad picks were being thrown around. And it's like, it's not worth it. And also, I'm not mad at him, Simon, but we was talking about chemistry. I think even a couple episodes, we floated an idea where we was like, yo, you know, I wouldn't be necessarily mad if they don't, because this is how much we believe in this team.
When we talked about Kobe, it was like, yo.
Right, exactly. You know. And let's be real. Like, I put it like this. Like, I understand, hesitate. I would be stunned, like flat out stunned, if there's not some reinforcements on this team. You know, because in the next six games are very winnable. The month of March is a tough schedule. I think we only got four home games in March, you know, but we've got a six-game home stand coming up, which will take us into All-Star break, and we come out of All-Star break, and a lot of those are winnable. We'll get into that in our preview schedule, but I just really feel like AK is like, I believe in this team. AK is like, when healthy, we can compete with any of these guys. And I've seen a couple people compare it to Garpax. Like, well, if Garpax said this, we'd be up in arms. Yeah, because Garpax has years of fucking up.
Yeah.
It's not about the words, it's what they did.
Exactly, and that's just like to my point, that we needed to improve that roster that we had. Like, we needed to get Derek some help. We needed to get Joe Kim help. Like, you know, there was like glaring weaknesses. This team has no glaring weakness other than like COVID, you know, bitch-ass niggas doing bitch-ass fouls, and, you know, just like luck, dog, like for real. We don't really know what this team can be. That's why when people criticize the Bulls, I'm like, nigga, I don't even know what they can be. How can you? We haven't even seen them at full strength. Now, if we seen this team at full strength all season and they were blowing games like this, okay, yeah, maybe we need to make some moves. Yeah. But we're playing with who we have available when we play, and these guys are doing a damn good job. So sometimes, you know, to use the old cliche, sometimes the best move is the one you don't make. Yeah. Like, we chilling, bro. We are chilling.
We chilling. And also feel like, as, you know, from the front office doing this, I think they feel pretty confident in the guys who coming back in their recovery time. You know what I'm saying? And
most importantly.
I think because if recovery wasn't going well for Patton, for AC, and for Zoe, I don't think they stand pat. You know what I'm saying?
Kobe would have been out of here.
Yeah, they keep nailing that in there. And I've seen a lot of people who's like, a lot of course, since Chicago sports fans, they a lot of people compared it to the White Sox. Like, it's not, they're like, well, remember when Rick Khan said we get Eloy Jimenez back, that's better than anything we get. It's not the same thing. You know, one, the White Sox were aggressive and it didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? These are two different situations. So it's like, you have to trust them. And like, trust is a big thing. I know we have Garpax PTSD, but Garpax had a full decade of a decade body of work of shit we're looking at that says, okay, you fucked up here, this, then, and third. AK and Eversley have not made a minor, a big fuck up yet, in my personal opinion. The fact, look at this revival. 2 years ago, we wasn't shit. Nigga, a year ago, we wasn't shit. Here we are, sitting here, third seed in the NBA, with like a chance to be top two. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at, you know, improvement like that, man. So I'm just not really, you know, I'm not losing any sleep over it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've seen somebody say,
we're going to drop the 7th, 8th. I'm like, nigga, chill, bro.
Like, nigga, you should. Here's the thing. Here's the difference right here, right? Like, if you've ever dated before, right, there's a difference between, like, your girl not mentioning your birthday because she forgot and she didn't get you shit versus, like, your girl not mentioning your birthday because she's surprising you with some shit. It's two different. It's two totally different situations, dog. That's what this is with this. AK is surprising us with some shit, dog. Like, we got this. When the buyout market clears up, we got it. I understand, like you said, the PTSD and shit from Garpax. I get it. I'm still dealing with it today. You know what I'm saying? I'm still, you know, I'm still using additional things to deal with that today. You heard? Like, that's just what it is. But the reason why I trust this new regime is because they haven't given me a reason not to. You know, exactly. Garpax has been out. They was out there, you know, listening to Derek say, yeah, I can do it with this team, and just being like, well, see, he said it, so let's just make it no. We could have had like Eric Gordon and Wilson Chandler and mad niggas mad times.
Yeah, and Mark Stoudemire.
Bro.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on this shit.
Yeah, that was like, we could have got Amari.
You gonna take
niggas
down
didn't
want to
give
times.
Up Tyrus Thomas.
I remember
that. Niggas don't remember them days. Dog,
listen. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm chilling now. So yeah. I get it, Bulls fans. You're on social media all the time anyway. You want to be in the mix. You had these trade scenarios in your head. And also, this nigga Scott gassed us up last week talking about, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just put that out there.
I made a bold prediction.
And it was fun, but at the end of the day, I think that any, you know, we wasn't like hanging our hats on that. Yeah, it was just like, not. Yo, that's fun. It's fun to think about that. That's a possibility. So
and it the goes fact back that it to expectation.
I put it to you like this.
Expectation.
I put it to you like this before we move on. We wanted Jeremy Grant, right? It would have been great to get Jeremy Grant. There are literally Pistons fans mad that they still have Jeremy Grant on their team. So let's put shit into perspective, please.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, as much as we wanted Jeremy Grant, we're not willing to give up Patrick Williams. At all, man. Before we get to the bio mark, I just want to get your opinion on Patrick Williams because I feel like the last week or two, the front office and Billy Donovan have been real transparent when it comes to, his, you know, Pat's recovery. Like, we're starting to see Pat's traveling. I mean, Pat's always been traveling with the team. But, you know, you're really seeing him out there, like, you know, practicing, shooting, and things of that nature. And KC himself, that the Bulls haven't picked a date. But two things that stood out to me. KC said that from what he's been told is mid-March is what it's looking like. He could be back. Okay. And then also the most important quote of all of it was, Billy Donovan said, yeah, you know, when we're whole, we expect, you know, hopefully when we're whole for like 10 or 14 games. That means I believe they're expecting for the whole team to at least be ready for like mid-March and then close out the last month.
Last stretch.
And that'll give them – and then I know people kept saying – we've been saying it too, you know, well, AC is going to be real valuable. That doesn't mean he's coming back. If that rehab process wasn't going well, I feel like they would have made a move. You know what I'm saying? Because even with the Clippers, like the Clippers, the Norman Powell and the Rocco move is because they don't – I'm pretty sure they're not expecting Kawhi at all. Like Kawhi went from
right.
He could play that we don't expect him at all. And the Paul George thing is – it's not looking like he's going to play this year. So that is – this is depth for this year. And then when PG and Kawhi come back next year, we've got a real good team for them. So I feel like if AC's rehab wasn't going well, they'd have made a move. So that just tells me they're expecting – this team to be fully healthy for at least a month before the playoff starts.
Yeah, no.
To long story short, what do you feel about all of that?
No, absolutely. And I agree with everything you said, because it's like, I don't think this is a team that would like lead us astray purposely. Like, oh yeah, Pat, like it's, you know, it's cool. And then, and it's really not like the you know, the fact that they're speaking on him and the fact that they're like putting it out there, like, yeah, he's here, is giving us like more optimism, more hope that he's going to come back sooner than like later, because the initial reports was that he was done for the season. We can look forward to next year. So now the fact that this team has been playing well since then, because that injury happened super early. That injury happened so early that we didn't even know what we had in our hands until a,
literally
know, a
the fifth
two
game
later.
Of the season. What was that, like, right. That Knicks game?
I was just about to say, it felt like it was day one of the season. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited. I'm optimistic, and I still stand on what I said before. I don't think that they will bring him back until he's ready to actually contribute. I think that, like, mentally, the team has been keeping them there because it's like, bro, when you come back, we're going to be lit. Not necessarily like, hey, when you coming back? It's like, nah, when you ready, this team is going over the top. And I think a lot of Bulls fans are going to need to see that to be okay with today's deadline, like, you know, lack of moves. Because, like, you know, again, like we said, dog, like, I'm not tripping on this. Because
yeah, I'm not
the players that we're waiting on to come back are better than what was on the market. Like, we weren't gonna trade for a franchise chasing player. Like, right now, we're waiting for these guys to come back off of injuries, bro.
Yeah,
like, that's really what it is.
Like we've always said, keep your eyes on the prize. The eyes of the prize is July 2023. We keep saying on this podcast, when we welcome the Serbian king to the west side of Chicago, when we invited, that's keep your eyes on the prize, man. There's not a trade out there that would have had me thinking we beating Milwaukee in a 7-game series, or we beating, you know, Miami in a 7-game series, or even Philly now. The Philly has heart, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what the Nets would be, because I don't feel like that Nets trade matter if Kyrie don't get that jab or the vaccine mandate isn't changed. So that's like kind of a non-issue to me, but. Trust.
It's just simple as that, man. Like, don't pick a side, is what I would say to Bulls fans. Pick a side. Either you don't trust AK and Evs, or you do. If you do trust them, sit back and understand that this is going to be a process. If you don't trust them, cool.
Yeah.
Now, I don't got nothing to talk to you about, but cool.
Yeah, right. Also, another thing I said, don't take a season that we've been waiting for a long time and you're just miserable. You're just miserable for no fucking reason. Like, just enjoy. Sports supposed to be fun, man.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't win all the time. You know what I'm saying? Sports supposed to be fun. So appreciate the times that you have a good team. Now, let's look at some of the, you know, quote unquote buyout options. I mean, now there really hasn't been anybody of like real stature released yet. I mean, Gordon Dragic is expected to be dropped, bought out by the Spurs. And the Bulls are a team that was mentioned who's going to be interested in him. Now, I still think the favorite is probably going to be Dallas. Even though them acquiring Spencer Dinwiddie makes it a little bit more interesting to me. Maybe the Bulls be more in that. But you got that. Other players who could be, you know, released, like Tristan Thompson, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Who's some guys that you would be looking at and maybe, like, you know, who would be pleasing to you? Are there any names that you flat out don't want?
Keep that adulterer away from my team. Keep Tristan Thompson away from my fucking team.
You don't
team.
Want Tristan on the team?
Only because it's off the court shit. I feel like it's going to draw negative attention.
Ain't no Kardashians in Chicago.
It definitely ain't. But the motherfuckers is global. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't, you know. But if I'm being real, I would welcome, like, Tristan Thompson is an excellent rebounder. If he's nothing else, he's an excellent rebounder. I think that's some shit, especially on the offensive end. And I think that's something that we could use. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of extra possessions could help this team tremendously. So, you know, like, all jokes aside, I would welcome Tristan Thompson with open arms. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't trust that nigga, but I would welcome him with open arms. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, and other than that, I think I'm still just kind of standing firm on, like, the Paul Millsap thing. Him just being, like, another body, you know.
Well, the thing about Millsap, I don't think he's going to get cut because he's part of that Philly deal.
He is.
They had to give up Drummond. So. Yeah.
But I mean,
that's another guy. Somebody got to take Drummond minutes.
Yeah, man. Y'all niggas know where I stand with Drummond, dog. Like,
I'm with you. I'm just saying, like, I'm not. I'm not. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Pumping up Drummond. I'm just saying that Millsap's probably gonna take his minutes.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like if Dallas doesn't do what we expect him to do with Dragic, I think he's gonna be on the first thing smoking in Chicago. You know what I mean? Like easily. Like as soon as Dallas hesitates, it's like, all right, well, the Bulls. Like, and they already got his number ready and everything. So really for me, it's just him and Tristan Thompson, I think, are the most like realistic, you know what I mean? Like targets right now. So if we could add one of them or both sometime, you know, somehow, some way, I would feel a little better about just kind of like depth, having like another body. Cause that's what I view Drummond for, like with the Nets, is just another body. Like he's not changing your fortune. Right. You know,
I mean, none of these,
just another body.
I compare the buyout market to like going to the Goodwill store. Like,
yes,
it's thrifty. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's thrifty. Like, you might find you a really good shirt. You might find you, some good shorts.
You might find you a DVD you was looking for years ago.
Right. Oh, shit, nigga, somebody left Fresh Hour too. Like, you never know. Yeah. And then sometimes you might find Martin season 5. So it's really about, you know, how you know, what percentage you should. We've seen buyout signings for championship teams or championship contenders, like, oh, that was a fucking steal. Or, you know, or something like, that didn't work out. But that's the thing about buyouts. If it don't work out, it don't really matter. Because really all we need is these guys to hold the fort down for the next 5 weeks. There's not really anybody on this list outside of Enes Kanter who I want no parts of.
Yeah, I'm cool on Enes Freedom.
Like, I would love Tristan Thompson. He can still rebound. I think that would be a good addition.
Yep.
I don't care what white girls he wants to fuck with on the side. Just rebound the goddamn basketball and make life a little bit easier for Vooch. That's all I ask. And then, you know, Schroeder's an interesting name. He got traded to fucking Houston. So I'm like 99.99% sure he's getting bought out.
If he's bought out, bring Schroeder. Like, immediately.
I saw a lot of people like, well, that's going to take minutes away from Kobe. There's nothing wrong with having – you can run that lineup until AC and Zoe get back. And then who's ever been playing the best out of the two, they'll be in a rotation. It's really that damn simple. You know what I'm saying?
So, Schroeder good for a sneaky play late in the game here and there. You know what I'm saying? So if we can get him on the cheap and we ain't have to trade no assets to get him, why not?
And he can play defense better than Kobe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kobe's a better shooter for sure. Absolutely. But also, we gotta look, Schroeder's best season came under who? Oh, I don't know. Billy Donovan.
Fucking Billy D.
Billy Donovan. And you put him in a winning situation, I think that'll help tremendously. And then competition helps. When was the best weeks that we had of Kobe? When Io was on his ass.
Yep.
Io was on his ass.
He knew his job was being threatened. Yeah. And it's just,
yeah,
it creates a healthy competition just like in practice amongst the guys. You know, everybody, as long as we're competing against each other, like, we'll get better. That's how I feel about the, you know, especially the young guards that we have.
Yeah, definitely. And so I just really think it's interesting. It's going to be real interesting to see how this plays out, how quickly it's going to play out. I don't know how quickly it's going to be. I probably expect. We'll probably know something by Monday as well.
I was just about to say Monday because today is Thursday. It feels like Saturday we'll probably start to hear more rumblings of like.
Yeah. Like Friday, tomorrow we'll probably get on when you're hearing this today.
Yeah.
We'll probably hear about more guys getting, you know, bought out and things of that nature. So it's going to be real interesting to see, man, but you just got to keep your faith. Now, I will say one trade that kind of blew me. I really want a Torrey Craig on this team. Like, so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. And the fact he went back to Phoenix for, like, nothing. I was like, we could have gave him something, man.
He might got something hot out there for waiting on him. And he like, I don't give a fuck what y'all give me. Just get me back out there. You know what I mean? So salute to him.
Saying? Yeah, and overall, man. I feel like the trade deadline in general was just kind of it was kind of mediocre.
It was dramatic for two teams.
Yeah,
but everything other than that was just like, okay, cool. You know what I mean? Like,
but even that one wasn't as dramatic because it's been hinted upon for like 2 weeks now.
I think the real drama came that they actually did it because it was like usually like, you know, even like this morning, like the morning of the deadline, yesterday morning, now that you guys are hearing this, but it was like, oh yeah, Harden is not being dealt. Whenever you hear somebody say they're not being dealt, they're going to be dealt like 9 times out of 10.
Windhorse needs to cut a promo because remember, Rose was like, oh, they're not talking. And Wendy's like, look, man, fuck what you heard. These motherfuckers are talking. You know
So it was a little bit of drama, a little bit of whatever. You know what I mean? Which was cool. I'm glad Ben Simmons is finally out of, you know, Philly. You know, I'm
not two players I'm all tired of. than Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving. In fact, both of these niggas on the same team is just
on the same team, dog. Hey, we're gonna see. One of them niggas won't get a shot, and the other nigga won't take a shot. So it's like it's
amazing.
Amazing
quote. Yeah. Amazing quote. Now I had on the buy on the rundown has a faith in the front office waiver, but we kind of answered that question. So I'm gonna ask you, what's your biggest worry coming up over this next month? You know, before we do a deep dive into the schedule, what's your biggest worry as you know when you're hearing this would be February 11th? What's your biggest fear from February 11th to I say about third week of March, so like March 18th? What's number one fear for you with this team?
My number one fear for this team moving forward is that recovery won't go as well as we think it will for, you know, for these guys. That's really the only concern that I have, because this team at full strength, I don't have many concerns about. I'm just eager to see what they aren't, because I know what they are right now. They're a team that can win ugly games. They're a team that can, like, run up and down the court with you at full strength. They can shoot the three. You know, they play defense when they give a fuck. But I'm just worried that maybe these injuries won't work out so hunky-dory like we think they will. And it's like, oh, yeah, this guy will be back by this date. That's really honestly it, because everything else that I've seen before when we were playing a brand of winning basketball nightly, whether we was actually winning those games or not, it came from the full squad. So I'm just only worried that we may not get as many games with the full squad as we think we will. But if we do, I feel incredible about, you know, the rest of the season. Now, if some of those recoveries don't go well, you know, if the doctors look at it and there's some setbacks with these guys, then we having a different conversation. But that's really my only concern. Personnel-wise, I feel confident in our picks. They can go to the second round. And then, you know, that, like, the second round is their – I feel like they're ceiling right now. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like, honestly, I think the ceiling is the conference.
Right? Yeah. No. The second round is their floor. And okay, the ceiling. Yeah. My bad. Yeah. The second round is their floor. And the Eastern Conference Finals is the ceiling. Like, now, if we fuck around and get to the Eastern Conference Finals and win that, hey, you never know, dog. Like, I'll go shoot up if they need me to. Fuck it. But I feel like the floor is the second round, is what I meant to say. So it's just really just health. It really.
Yeah, I mean, health is definitely – I have the irrational fear that, you know, we get – my big irrational fear is, like, we get everybody back and then, like, DeMar or somebody go down. Like, that's my irrational – because this is Chicago sports. Like, I don't ever get what I want. You know what
I'm saying? That would be – but that would be crazy.
That's a fear. And then on a more realistic tip, the defense is bad, man. It's just not good. I actually think the Bulls have the worst defense statistically in the last 15 years. It's just not bad. Like, I mean, it's not good. I mean, that Cleveland, not Cleveland, but that Charlotte game. The
Charlotte game was tougher than it had to be.
We just lucky their defense is worse than ours. Yeah, I mean,
Charlotte is a shit show right now, which is like, I didn't see that coming with them, like, over their last, I want to say, like, three games. Yeah. They've been absolutely terrible. Like,
they're the definition of a play-in team. That's why I knew Bulls fans were losing their shit when they got upset that we didn't get Montrezl Harrell. As somebody who lived in the Los Angeles area for 8 years, I'll tell you this. There's one thing Montrez would have done if he was on that court with the Hornets the other night, and that's allow 40 points to Vucevic. There's nothing that Montrez can do to help this team, man.
Yeah, I'm cool.
But that's probably my number one. Like, health and just defense. Like, how are you going to be able to put it together defensively over this next month? That's the biggest. The offense is not a problem with this thing. Yeah. Even as hurt as we are, they still put up 125 a night. Right. <Yeah. laughs> So that's not an issue. It's the defense. Like, the defense has to be.
Yeah, and again, that comes with health, because if we have Pat Williams and we have Caruso, you know what I'm saying, and Zoe, I think the defense is like, there's like no limit on like how good this team could be defensively, but you know, it goes back to health again, you know, and you bring up a valid concern, because like, we have to play with who we have. So let's say, you know, worst case scenario that like these rehabs are like set back and we have to play with who we have. I don't really trust the current defense to like win the winnable games. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I don't know.
I mean, even if you peep in the Charlotte game, Billy went with an 8-man rotation and said,
bro,
we just knew we had to get this guy.
Yo, listen, when I watched that game, there was at the time, I felt like it was an irrational fear of losing. But it's like, after the game, I'm like, yeah, we could have lost that game, dog. Like, we could have lost that game, because that's the perfect game that Charlotte needed for a bounce back. let's be the team that's like rolling and like a popular team right now to get our mojo back. But the whole time I was watching it, and again, like you said, it was because of defense. I know we can score. Yeah. But every time Charlie gets the ball, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. Here we go. Man. And that pick and roll, our pick and roll defense got to be one show. Oh, man. Listen. Like, if you want to come back against the Bulls, man, pick and roll. Pick and roll and, like, play full court defense.
That and it's so frustrating to watch that shit, dog. Be like you just said, because you know every time down the court, as soon as the man goes for the pick, you're like, here we go again. They're either going to get a foul, an easy bucket, or an open shot. It's just what it is, dog. Like, so
100%, man. Yeah. Let's preview the next week in basketball. Who or the next couple days, because I'm pretty sure we'll record the beginning of next week after the buyouts happen and shit. So let's talk about it, man. The Bulls begin a 6-game home streak tonight at the UC, man. This will lead up in four of the six will be before the All-Star break, and then we'll have two others after the All-Star break. So let's do these. Let's just You wanna do the next four? We can just preview the next four.
Yeah, let's do the next four. Let's do the next four. Next four look good to me.
Okay, tonight Minnesota at the crib. How are you feeling about this one?
Oh man, unfortunately not good. I'm gonna say this. I don't feel good about this matchup because Minnesota is exactly the type of team that could beat us and get one of those like signature wins on the calendar. I don't feel good about it, but I do think that we will win this game. Coming off the heels of that Hornets game, you know, getting like the quick little, you know, just like a break in between it. I think we'll win this game. I think it'll be probably closer than people would imagine it would be. I don't even know the odds on that game right now. I'm not even going to check because I don't even care really. I just want us to win. I'll say that we're going to win that game.
Yeah, the thing about all four of these games is like, they should win all fucking four. Like that's, I'm really sitting there looking at like, which one can they blow the most? Like that's what I'm looking at right here. And like, I feel like picking them to lose against Minnesota would be too predictable. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna pick them to win that game. Like I think it'll be a very fucking close game. I think Anthony Edwards have a really good game. I think Cat have a classic game. What I mean by classic Cat is he puts up numbers, but it really have no fucking impact. Like, I think it's going to be
the old Andre Drummond game.
The old Andre Drummond game. So I think they'll find a way to pull this one out. It's going to be a real, real close one, but I think it's going to be too much Debo and too much Zach.
Yep.
So back to back this week.
Goddamn.
So on
dog.
Saturday, we got a 5 p.m. game with LA time, 5 p.m. time game against the OKC Thunder. Now, Shea Gilgeous Alexander will not be playing. He's been out for a little bit, which is a good break for the Bulls. But something just smelly always happens when the Bulls play OKC. So I expect this to be a close one, too. But I do think we'll win this one by like 10 or some shit.
Dub. I just said dub twice. We're going to beat these niggas because SGA not playing. And because, like, dog, like, we not about to play around with – no. We done this before.
We do pretty good in revenge games.
Yeah, like, we've done this before. This is the get back. This is like when you was a kid and you got to get your lick back. We got to get them. So, we're going to win this game. Yes.
On a back-to-back. Then they get Super Bowl Sunday off, which will be cool if they had a game.
I'm so glad. Oh, man, I'm so glad they got Super Bowl Sunday off. I got way too much shit going on.
I mean, I wasn't going to watch them niggas even if it was.
Yeah, ain't no way. I will be watching John Matthew Stafford win his first Super Bowl. Yes, I'm a Stafford guy. And I was never a Lions guy. I was always a Stafford guy, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and
Detroit loves Stafford.
I never understood niggas saying, oh, the big games. Nigga, what big game could you have as a fucking Detroit Lion? Are you kidding me? The only big game was because he was in it, which is you're giving him credit, calling it a big game, really, to be honest. So I would be watching.
I have no actual issue with Matt Stafford, considering.
Except they play for,
It's just NFC North beef doesn't die. Even though we kicked the shit out of them every time. Like, I can't remember the last time we lost. Well, did we lose?
Nigga, you a Cali nigga now. I don't care if you like it or not. You better.
No, I don't like the Rams. I 100% do not. Don't get me wrong. I'm picking the Rams. Because for reasons I will tell you.
I thought you wouldn't fuck with the Chargers. If I had to pick like with LA team.
I don't fuck with LA sports, really.
Okay. You know what? That makes sense.
I really don't. Okay. Like only LA. The team I tolerate the most is the Dodgers. You know what I'm saying?
The Dodgers.
I can tolerate the Dodgers. My favorite baseball players on the Dodgers, and that is okay. Marcus Lynn Betts. Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts. Hey, you know I don't even watch baseball, and I fuck with Mookie Betts.
Mookie so got a cold that. Name, man. So, yeah. Hey, but it's just LA sports fans, especially with football. They just bandwagoning. So
it's just like,
LA sports fans don't deserve to be happy. Like, your people got to deal with the internet. I got to live amongst these motherfuckers. So that's that's more of that. But
shout out to Stafford, man.
I will tell you when we get off here why I'm picking the Rams. And okay. Of course, you know me. It's all because of personal gain.
Okay.
But long story short, the Bulls are not playing on Super Bowl Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they'll be playing the next day against San Antonio Spurs. Another revenge game against new all-star. Give a shout-out to him, DeJounte Murray.
Yeah, shout-out to DeJounte.
Shout-out to DeJounte. He's going to be making an all-star game because Draymond can't play. So it's going to be cool to see him in there. This one, I think the Bulls going to win. Bulls going to win this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bulls going to win because it's a nice little bounce-back game.
DeJounte. Wherever you are, if you're hearing this podcast, I want you to listen and listen to me close. I want you to really pay attention to what I'm saying. I fuck with your game. I like you. You're a good kid. But we about to whoop that ass. Dub!
We about to take him to the shredder.
We get a dub.
Tristan Thompson, 10 and 15 this game.
10 and 15 what? Because we know how to do it. You know what I mean? Not alone.
Oh man, yes, I got us going 3-0 so far, but this is where I think we lose. I think we lose Sacramento. I think we lose to Sacramento.
Yeah, this is going to be the Sabonis looking like his pops game.
Nigga, I'm glad you said that. I was like, Sabonis gonna go nuts.
Yeah, because I think that Sabonis will early. I think that they will go to Sabonis early, and he'll get a lot of those like easy buckets that's like got us pulling our hair out at home.
He be killing us when we play.
He really does, and I think that he will get those buckets early, and I think that he'll probably get into a groove, and it'll kind of be hard to get him out of it, unless we get him into foul trouble. But he's a pretty smart basketball player. I don't think that you know we can. I don't know. I'm not saying he's some unstoppable force.
No,
don't get it twisted, but. There are certain players like Amir Johnson, like fucking Avery Bradley, niggas that just kill the Bulls when we play them. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to concede this game, but only because I have us winning the previous three. If Sacramento was like the second team, I would say we'll win. They're the fourth team.
Yeah.
Now, could we win this game?
We could. I just think we're going 3-1 in this stretch. I don't know which one that loss is going to be, though.
Teams like this, when you got the Wolves, the Thunder, the Spurs, and the Kings, flip a coin. You're going to lose to one of these, like one of them. And since I see them beating the teams early, I'm going to concede this one to the Kings. I would not be shocked if we won that game by a large margin.
Okay.
But I'm going to concede it.
I'm just gonna go over the next month. We're not gonna pick them, but I just want to show you how tough this schedule gets after.
Oh shit!
Right. Buckle up, people. Now when you come back, you basically get they get 3 days off after the All-Star game, and the first game will be on the 24th at home against Atlanta. That's not really a tough game. We kicked Atlanta ass all season. They're not really good
basketball
team. But this is where it gets tough. You get a home game at the crib against Memphis Grizzlies, the team that kicked the shit out of you. In the end of January, then you gotta go to Miami. We're 0-2 against Miami, and the first one, we were healthy. We just didn't beat them. The second one, we weren't healthy, but neither were they. That was one games where both teams
they still went fucking crazy.
Fucked up and ravaged from COVID.
Yeah,
but Miami still won. So this is a game that's gonna be even tougher to win too. It's gonna be in Miami. Then you start the month back in Atlanta on a back to back. Then you come home to play Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Then you go on the road to face the new look Sixers. You play Detroit. We should smack them. Come home, Cleveland. Yeah. That should be a tough game. Then you got a 3-game West Coast road trip. You go to Sacramento, Utah, and Phoenix. Come home for Toronto. Then you got another 5-game home road trip against Milwaukee, New Orleans, Cleveland, Knicks, and Washington. So it's like there's a couple games that you should get. But for the most part, and of course they close the month at home on the 31st against the Clippers. But for the most part, it's a tough fucking month. Like, we only got 4 home games in the month of March.
Man, listen. So I'm looking at this shit right now. Ooh-hoo. Boy, I hope we healthy. That's all I can say about this, this month of March.
I would expect the home game on the 21st against Toronto. I think we're going to have at least 2 guys back.
That game should be an absolute ass whooping.
Matter of fact, I'm going to go three. This is who I think will be back on the 21st against Toronto. I think Pat will be back. I think Derrick Jones Jr. will be back. And I think Lonzo will be back. I think they're going to wait a little bit with Caruso.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that, even though I would, man. I want to say, yeah, three for three on that. But I think Derrick Jones Jr. for sure and Lonzo for sure. It just depends on what Pat is looking like and how he's feeling. Because he's, like I said, again, he's still young. He may not want to, you know, whatever. Like, it's because it's the mental aspect in these injuries more so than it is, like, physically, right? Like, he might feel good, but does he feel like he can go out there and give it 100? If he does, then, like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm with you 100%. But I do think at least two will be back for that game. Yeah, that should be eyes open. We ain't previewed other games, but, yeah, like, the Raptors is just a team I always want to be. Like, yeah.
So, as we wrap this up, I want to give a confidence level. On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident? Let's just – because we're going to mark this as a prediction, and when we wrap up our regular season pods, what we're going to do is we're going to come back and see.
Okay.
Yeah. So, on a confidence level, as we sit here recording this on February 10th, 2022, what is your confidence level on a scale of 1 to 10 that this Bulls team will finish with a top 4 seed?
Oh, top four? I'm going to say a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
I'm going to say a 10 out of 10 only because you put it at top four. Mm. Now, if you would have said, you know, top two, I don't know about that because the Eastern Conference is, like, tricky this year. And if you lose a game and another team wins a game, you could be in fucking sixth place. You win the next night, you could be in first place. Top four finish, I feel 100% confident that we will finish no lower than fourth.
Okay.
To the point where if we were to finish any lower than fourth, I would consider this season a disappointment, to be honest. And I don't care how good the other teams are. Like, that would be a disappointment to me.
I agree with you. I think at this point, anything other than top four seed be a disappointment. Like, expectations raised. I'm not at a 10. I'm worried about this defense like a motherfucker. I'm going to put it at a 6. Because... Ooh. And because the East is loaded, I mean, right now, this is who you're going to be competing with for these four spots. It's going to be us. It's going to be Cleveland. It's going to be what's it called? Milwaukee. It's going to be Miami. And then, you know, Brooklyn, Philly. Like, there's a lot of teams trying to get them top four seeds. And yeah. So it's going to be tough. Like you just alluded to the East being so rough. You have a bad week. You could be in 7. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm really, really, really nervous about this defense. Even no matter who we add in a buyout, this defense scares the shit out of me for these next for the whole month of March. That's a brutal fucking month. I think if they can stay above water, and these are like you got good teams coming. Like they're giving up points to bad teams, so these are good teams coming up. So that's why I'm a little nervous on that. When this team really, really cannot afford any more injuries.
Yeah. Man. Oh yeah. Listen now. If anybody else get hurt, that 10 is going down to a fucking 5, like, immediately. But I'm saying 10 because top four, this team is good. I think this team is good enough for a top four seed because even beginning of the season, it was like, yo, there's no reason why we shouldn't be. We didn't think we'd be number one for as long as we were.
Definitely didn't.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, top four, as long as we show up and we are who we are supposed to be and who we can be, I think top four is more than feasible. Like, that's where my sights are set now. And so that's why I'm saying 10 out of 10, because, like, I would bet a decent amount of money on that prop bet. Like,
I think it's feasible, and I expect them to be there, but it's just, like, that defense.
Yeah,
That it really terrifies me for the month of March. It really, honest to God, does, man. So I hope it's all well, man. What we're going to do is, man, we're going to eventually start doing some Twitter spaces. We're just trying to think of, you know, postseason content. We might do post-game spaces and things of that nature. So
that'd be fun.
Interactive. You know what I'm saying? More interactive with Bulls Nation, man. Yeah. We appreciate anybody who.
Because I do want to hear from Bulls fans, man. I do. You know, this is like the first time since like the Derrick and Joe era, since we were like really amped up to see Bulls games, like really hyped to see it, not just because we root for them, but like because it's really entertainment value attached to it. You know what I mean? So we should definitely like utilize these spaces on social media, interact with the people who tap in with us. So, like, yeah, I'm with that. I'm with that for sure.
We definitely gonna get into it, man. We appreciate everybody listening to us, man. We're gonna be back with an early episode next week once the buyout news starts trickling in. So probably like maybe beginning or middle of next week. Look out for a new episode before the All-Star break. And then of course we'll probably take like a week hiatus after the All-Star break, and we'll give y'all something for the Bulls going their road trip, man. But as usual, you know to follow me at Barbchair Scott on Twitter and Instagram, man. Mariano, let them know where they can follow you.
Man, at Mariano Bibbins on Instagram, at Mariano2N2Os on Twitter. You know, just tap in, like you said, man. You know, we out here.
We out here, man. Follow the Barber's Chair Network at Barber's Chair Network. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. Man, do not get mad at me for no summer sessions. This week, Damien is doing some wedding things, and Pav has a family emergency. So, you know, you don't want to hear me and my brother talk foul because it's just going to be 79th and Hallis again. So, you niggas just got to be patient. Check out for that. But I'm not going to hold you. It's available right now. I'm previewing the Super Bowl. So check that out, man.
Matthew Stafford, Super Bowl champion.
I just want everybody to take their black asses home, man. Leave Los Angeles, please. Like, the traffic is way worse than it already.
Yeah, don't hang out there either, dog. Listen, LA is nothing like you thought it was, like on the movies and the TV shows and, you know, whatever, the commercials, whatever. Do not hang out in LA unless you have a pass to hang out in LA. Yes. And if you don't know what a pass is, then you shouldn't be out there.
And also, I want to say this too about LA. You can get robbed in nice areas, nigga. Like, yes, these niggas is out here starving right now. It's Super Bowl weekend. A lot of niggas, like, a nigga got robbed at Venice Beach yesterday. Nigga took his Cartier. Nigga took the nigga shot in. Like, so be very careful. A lot of people come to Los Angeles and, you know, palm trees. We got amazing weather this week. Like, it was 90 degrees today. Yeah. So amazing weather. You know, you feel relaxed.
That's the bait.
Got my nigga. Like,
you're gonna be sitting around taking the, oh man, this is so beautiful. And then you feel a nudge in your side, and you think it's like a handlebar from a bike, you know, from a kid. And you're like, damn, maybe somebody. And you turn around, and it's like it's somebody looking at you, like, yeah,
yeah.
You know, this feels like what the music sound like. You know what I'm saying? So be careful. That's all.
I'm gonna be watching the game in the privacy of my home by myself, because unlike others, I still believe we're in a pandemic. So, you know, I'm gonna be home.
Yeah, I'm gonna be sitting around doing social media shit, dog, posting a bunch of shit. And I'm going to be watching John Matthew Stafford win his first fucking Super Bowl. This is an ongoing theme, dog. So when it happens.
Detroit loves that nigga, man. Listen, y'all dog. Really do.
Shout out to that nigga. He used to go by Frat Stafford. He's legit Stafford now. You know what I'm saying? Scott, listen, dog. Listen, don't block me in none of that shit. I'm going to be texting you, dog. You know what I'm saying? A lot of Matt Stafford shit when he wins. When he wins, this is what I'm saying.
Very confident.
Hey, man, listen, dog. He's
going to
win.
We'll see if Joey B has something to say about that on
Sunday, man. Hey, shout out to Joe, man. I like Joe because they asked nigga, was his diamonds real? Nigga said, hey, man.
He said, don't
I make too much money. My shit to be not. You know what I'm saying?
And I want a rookie deal. Fuck with me.
Yeah, shout out to Joe B.
Shout out to Joey B, Jamar Chase, everybody out there, man. We're going to get up with y'all niggas next week, man. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the game. Remember, Bulls fans, breathe.
Relax, man.
Breathe, man. Relax, bro. Everything's gonna be fine.
Yes.
We out.
We out.